Across the Western world, Islam is stereotypically assumed to be a religion that treats women as if they were less than men. But is this an accurate assumption, especially within the Islamic community of Australia? Bernadette Young reports.
It is a misunderstanding to assume that Islam is anti-feminism, as it oversimplifies a complex interaction between culture, society, and religion. Fareen Abawi from the Islamic Women's Association of Queensland says that although feminism is a new concept in Islam, giving power to women definitely is not.
Islam gives women rights that they had never had prior to the religion coming in the Arabian subcontinent. So property rights in divorce, rights for being in the business or in the workforce, doing anything you want, that had always been there. But unfortunately, what has tended to happen is there's a lot of culture that's been mixed into it. So there's a lot of countries around the globe in which a lot of people seem to have the mentality, oh, okay, this goes under the banner of religion, whereas it's more of cultural or tribal traditions that have been passed down through the generations.
Despite this, it seems that whenever gender equality is discussed in the media, a member of the Islamic community speaks out against women's rights. Jemana El-Matra, Executive Director of the Australian Muslim Women's Centre of Human Rights, compares it to the public debate around same-sex marriage.
The vast majority of Australians are absolutely okay for gay couples to marry, but you have a small minority that is extremely vocal and occupies the public space far more than its numbers would justify. And within the Muslim community, the numbers who actually think that women are less than men and who think that the religion promotes women's inferiority to men are a really small group, but they're extremely vocal and they're very good at occupying the public space. So the issue is really not about how many Muslims actually believe women are less, but more about how to deal with this vocal group and how to basically be able to take some of the airspace away from them so that they're not actually dominating the discourse on Islam and gender.
As a young Muslim woman living in Australia, Fareen Abawi has experienced instances of sexism, but does not believe that the problem is limited to Islam.
I don't encounter that too much, but unfortunately you do see it, and it's not just in the Islamic community, it's in all communities where there are some views in which women have less of a role than a male person or not equal in status. So that tends to exist across the board, but it would be more in certain communities, in certain cultural groups than others. The more people are informed, the more some of those wrong or misunderstandings are overcome with the proper and correct information.
Education is one thing, but how else can more extreme discriminatory behaviours be eliminated, and what is the root cause of them? Jemana El-Matra explains.
Part of why people think it's acceptable to force a young woman into marriage is because they feel that they have the right to make decisions on that young woman's life, and that actually that young woman doesn't have the right to have agency over her own life. So this becomes then an issue about how the society sees women. And in this case, society would see women as being less than men. So you want to also eradicate those sets of beliefs, because in a sense, they're ultimately what lead to practices like forced marriage or domestic violence or sexual assault or whatever.